put me out. My mother, she told me she'll be waiting. I got a mother over there. Join together and walk around heaven, heaven all day. Oh, Lord, can't you hear me when I'm praying? I have to tell the Lord. Walk with me. Come on and walk with me. How many want me to walk with you? Walk by my side. And I'll tell the Lord. Hold my hand. Lord, when you see me falling, be like Sunday when I get there. And you know what? Sabbath will have no end. We ain't gonna do nothing. You know what? But just sing. Sing and praise him. Oh. When he say to me, well done. When it's all over and my race is won, you know what I'm gonna do? Look at me. Church open.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
West Central Louisiana. Let's come and bow and worship together with the legendary gospel artist, Zacardi Cortez. Zacardi Cortez.
It's been a million days and a million nights.
The Pleasant Hill Baptist Church of Leesville, where Reverend Joseph L. Garner is the pastor, presents the Family Day Concert.
It's not enough words in my vocabulary.
You know the name, you know the music. Zacardi Cortez.
Do it for me.
At the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church Auditorium, 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. It all happens May 16th. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. It's the Carney Cortez. Also appearing, Craig Adams at Higher Dimension of Praise. It's a family day concert with Zaccardi Cortez at the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church of Leesville. Tickets may be purchased at Eventbrite.com. For more info, 337-238-1779. Underwritten on this station by the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church of Leesville.
Anybody in here, if you know God is able, Will you clap your hands? Stand on your feet. Got somebody here know God brought me from a mighty long ways. Somebody know. Somebody here know. Somebody here know. He's able. He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able. Why don't you tell somebody?
He's able.
Tell somebody.
He's able.
God is.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
God is.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
Yes, he is.
He's able.
My God.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
King of kings.
He's able.
The Lord of lords.
He's able.
Chief cornerstone.
He's able.
He's able. He brought my mama, brought out a cancer, y'all. He brought Daniel out the lion's den. He's able. How many of you know he's able? How many of you know he's able? How many of you know he's able? I dare you to wave your hand. I dare you to wave your hand.
He's able.
He's able.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
God is able. God is able.
Yes,
he
is.
God is able.
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 Just to carry.
Just to carry you.
Some country words like show enough able.
He's able.
He's able.
I just need
He's
some
able.
Witnesses in this house.
He's able.
Through many
He's
days.
Able. He's able.
Toils and
He's
snags.
Able.
Oh, yeah.
He's able.
I have already
He's
come.
He's able. He's able.
That's why I know.
He's able.
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 He's able. He's able. He's able.
He's able. Come on and give the Lord a hand
of praise. God is able.
God is able.
God is able.
God is
able. God is able.
Just to carry.
Just to carry you.
Hallelujah. We bless God on today as we stand all over this place. Thank you, brothers. Come on, give the men another hand. And I really want y'all to do it just like that. Amen. At 3 o'clock, all right? As a matter of fact, there's some of you out there in the audience, you probably already know these songs. I don't know, Brooke Cutright, is it too late for them to... All right, and so those of you out in the audience, y'all ought to throw on a black shirt, come back at 3 o'clock, and let's fill this choir stand up with Pleasant Hill men. Amen? Can we try to do that? All right? He is able. He's able. He's able. I'm going to give what will perhaps go down in history as the shortest sermon I've ever preached.
All right, all right, all right.
And amen. I want to call your attention to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I just want to say a word to the men. I know this is still technically Women's Month, but since the brothers are front and center, I just want to say just a few words, because I've often wondered, and I'm sure many of you have wondered, many pastors have wondered, why is it so hard to get men in the church? And amen. What is that about? Why is it hard to get men active and involved in church? A part of it, as it relates to women, we know that women just tend to naturally be spiritual beings. You know, they lean into the Holy Spirit, and they don't mind allowing the Holy Spirit to have his way. I think it has a lot to do with the way God created us men. He created us to be in control. And I know some of y'all ain't gonna like that, but that's the way he wired us. He wired us, amen, to run stuff and to lead. I see some of you brothers looking at your wives. Now, look, I can't help you. Amen. That once you get home, you're on your own. But all right. Amen. So we're wired to be in control. God made us that way. He said to have dominion. Amen. And so we don't even want the Holy Ghost having control over us. But is there anybody here who's walked with God long enough to know that you're better off with the Holy Spirit in charge and in control of your life? Let me read this scripture. I said I was going to be brief. All right. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says this: but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him. Somebody get our drum, and if he's going to the bathroom, and tell him to come on back. Amen. We want him in here, all right?
Amen.
Let me start over again. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Y'all may be seated. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. God bless you. A large reason I believe that men shy away from church is because a whole lot of preachers and church folk make church unrealistic.
Amen.
Amen. We put our name on a church roll, and then we act like we got it all together. All of our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed, and we are somehow so close to perfection. Amen, amen, but that ain't real. That is not the reality. And let me just tell you this. If you ever encounter people who act like that, tell them Pastor Garner said, that ain't real. No, no, amen. I've been walking with God a long time, since I was a child, amen. I've had a heart for God, and I've been in church and all of that, but I still ain't got it all together yet.
Amen.
Amen. God is still working on me. Am I by myself?
Amen.
He's still working on me. But I wanted to say this to the men. I want you to feel comfortable coming to church. I really want church to be, Pleasant Hill to be, a no-judgment zone.
Amen.
Because at the end of the day, none of us have reached the point of perfection where we have the authority to point fingers of condemnation or judgment at anybody.
Amen.
Yeah, you cute and all that, but you ain't perfect. Amen. You look real sharp in your suit and all of that. Amen. But you're not 100 yet. None of us, from the pulpit to the pew. And I used to I used to have this notion, amen, that if you could do a holy dance, that, oh, they really got the Holy Ghost. I thought that if, you know, they could dance to the rhythm. I'm still trying to find the beat. I used to think that, amen, if folk could dance to the rhythm in a holy dance, that they had it together, that they were more saved than me, that they were more holy than me. But it only took, amen, getting to know some folk who know a holy dance to discover they know some other dances too. Amen. And they don't just speak in tongues. Amen. Amen. So what I'm trying to tell us is that we all have work that needs, somebody said the biggest room in the world is what? The room for improvement. Where are my folk who don't mind admitting I got some work to be done on me? Amen. So brothers, amen, feel free to come into this place, this no judgment zone, knowing, amen, that God knows you're not perfect.
Amen.
And guess what? He's the only one that matters. If you read Romans chapter 2, as a matter of fact, go there. Go to Romans chapter 2. Real quick. I'm almost done. Romans chapter 2, verse 1 says, therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself.
Amen.
For thou that judgest doest the same thing. Now, that doesn't mean you do exactly what that other person does. But what Paul, if you go to chapter 1 and read that long list of stuff, amen, he tackles everything from homosexuality and lesbianism to lying to gossiping to all, every manner of sin is listed in chapter 1. And amen, you may not be in the first list, but you in one of those lists.
Amen.
So none of us have a right to judge. I can't judge you. You can't judge me. God is the only righteous judge. A lot of judges, but there ain't but one righteous judge. Amen. Amen. I put something on Facebook yesterday with T.D. Jakes' picture and Marvin Sapp's picture, and I said to young preachers, you know, be cautious. Be careful about wanting, you know, some want to be a pastor so bad. They want to be in the spotlight so bad. But I told them on Facebook, you got to be careful, because the same folk that will lift you up on pedestals, the same folk that will brag on you and boast on you, all it takes is one messed up offering.
Amen.
And folk will turn their backs on you. And I would challenge any of you who have had negative things to say about Marvin Sapp, go look at the whole thing. It is very typical of an offering in any church. Amen. He told the ushers to close the doors because this ain't the time to be walking. Now, you hear me say that during the invitation to discipleship. Ushers, close the doors because this ain't the time to be walking. But nothing wrong. The church is a nonprofit organization.
Amen.
Guess what? The only way we can pay the light bill is if you give. The only way you can sit up in here and talk about is too cold or is too, amen, is if we pay the light bill. The only way, amen, the carpet can be clean, we got to pay a custodian, amen, we got to pay this, we got to pay that, we got to pay musicians, we got to pay, and the only way we can pay, unless you want us to have dinner sales every week,
amen,
and that ain't Bible,
amen,
we do it, we let the women do it during their women's month, because everybody doesn't tithe. If everybody tithe, amen, we wouldn't have to do any of that kind of stuff. But you know, amen, you know whether or not you tithe, so we do what we have to do. But offerings and tithes, that's how we support the work of ministry. That's how we're able to help young folk. That's how we're able to promote the gospel. Amen. That's how we're able to be on the radio every week to preach and teach. And people, I mean, I'm amazed many times. I'm in places in other cities, and folk will hear me talking and say, are you Reverend Garner? And it scares the heck out of me.
Come on.
I want to know. Amen. How did you know? They say, because you're on the radio and I recognize your voice. Amen. The only way we're able to impact folk, y'all, there's a young preacher who recently pastored a church, and he called me and said that he was in prison for dealing drugs. Amen. And he would listen to me every Sunday on the radio, and he couldn't wait to get out of prison to meet Reverend Garner. Amen. And now he has forsaken his drug dealing ways. He's turned his back on all of that kind of stuff. And now he's a preacher of the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. There have been many times, because I don't listen to the radio broadcast. I can't tell you the last time I listened to it. Amen. I hear me every time I preach. Amen. But there are folk listening. And the only way we can broadcast is by your giving. So don't forsake the giving. But it ain't just about money. Look at 1 Peter again. I want you to see this. 1 Peter chapter 2. I got to go back now, and I'm almost done. Give me 3 minutes. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Brothers, in spite of you, sisters, in spite of you, you've got a right, you've got a reason, you've got a responsibility to worship God.
Amen.
All right? Jesus secured the right for you at Calvary. And so if you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, amen, you're saved and you have a right to worship God. Don't worry. See, a lot of times we come in here and won't move, won't clap because we're worried about who's looking at us and they know this about us and they know that. Forget them.
Amen.
You got a right, not because you've been so good,
amen,
but because Jesus shed his blood,
yes,
on Calvary's cross.
Yes,
and if you believe that in your heart, amen, you ought to come in here with the boldness like Deacon Smith. I almost had to get on him a minute ago. I said pray. I didn't say sing. Amen. But you ought to be able to come in here with the boldness,
amen,
and worship God. Why? Because you've got a right. Raise your hand. Wait, say, I got a right to praise him. I got a right to worship him. But not only do you have a right, this passage in Peter tells us we've got a responsibility. Look at it again. He says, but ye are a chosen generation. Pat yourself on the back, on the chest, say, I'm chosen, I'm chosen. You are a royal priesthood. Now, I want you to think in terms of what the priest's job was in the Bible. What is the priest's job now? To promote the gospel, to preach the gospel. That's why we call it the universal priesthood of all believers. The preaching that ought to go forth from Pleasant Hill ought not just go forth from the pulpit. There are preachers in the choir. There are preachers in the congregation. If you know the gospel message about Christ, you ought to tell somebody. He says you are a holy nation, and I love this. I love this. Amen. When you look at me, amen, you're looking at somebody who is holy, and let me tell you, it's not because I've been so good. I strive hard every day to live out the life of Christ, to do everything he wants me to do. I pray real hard. God, help me to get it right. Amen. But when you look at me and when God looks at me, he sees holiness not because I've been so good, but because of my faith in his son. And then he says that you should show forth the praises of him. Y'all read that with me. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Y'all have heard me say this before, that in heaven there were three archangels. There was Gabriel, who was the archangel in charge of what? The word. Whenever God wanted to get a word to a nation or a word to somebody, he would send Gabriel. But then there was another archangel in charge of warfare. Whenever God wanted to fight, you remember that there are passages where, amen, God says, I was trying to get to you. The angel said, I was trying to get to you, but I was fighting. That's why the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. And you ought to be thankful that God has an angel, Michael, who is fighting for us. The old folk didn't have the education.